How would you describe the first year of the Rudd government?
Oh, look, I think they've been batting on a very sticky wicket. I think they've been far better than the first year of the Howard government, where they had a series of scandals and they lost ministers. They've been very disciplined. I'm worried about them splashing all the cash recklessly at the moment and not saving for the future rainy days. But overall, I think I'd give them a 7 out of 10 for a pretty solid performance.
And mate, what's your prediction for next year?
Well, I think we're going to have a recession. Interest rates will come down to probably 2%. A lot of people are going to lose their jobs, and I think there'll be a bit of a housing correction because people won't be able to pay the mortgage. So I'm a bit nervous, but I remember back to the 1991 crash, and there were four rich blokes who almost lost everything: Kerry Packer, Rupert Murdoch, Frank Lowy, and Dick Pratt. And the key lesson in this environment is, like those four blokes did back then, hang on to your assets if you can, because they will come back. And it's great buying opportunity right now, long term, as long as you can just hang on to your assets for grim death at the moment.
Thanks so much, mate. You've been a great contributor to the program during the year. We really appreciate your work, Stephen Mayne, and we'll do it all again next year, hey?
Look forward to it, mate. All
good on you. Ta-da, mate. Stephen Mayne. Regular correspondent with us, writes for a range of things online. You can get the main report as well. He's a well-known shareholder activist, and he's keeping the bees honest.